Yes, welcome everyone to Morning Glory. Big show today. We're going to review, preview the latest on the Knights drama. We've got the right man to talk us through that. Andrew Johns is here and he's really going to spill the beans. What's up, Joey's nose? Sound advice. Movie of the week is The Running Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And after that, we'll do the top five Arnold Schwarzenegger performances. Of course, you know, not mentioning Conan the Barbarian. But welcome to the Eighth Immortal, Andrew Johns. Joey, how are you?
Good morning.
Got a winner for us here. I see you already.
I had one yesterday in the Coffs Harbour Cup. Chris Lewis trained it for Lloyd Williams. Mm. And this dum-dum forgot about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. Better luck next time.
It is a shame, isn't it?
Maestro, Alex, how you keeping, man?
I'm doing all right. I've been locked into Comm Games this week, which no one else has.
Poor
but
bugger.
It's been.
Yeah. How are the Aussies going?
We're up to 51 gold. Yeah. We're trying to match 80 from Gold Coast.
It's like the old days. I love the Commonwealth Games because it's like the old days of the Soviet Union where you just clean up, you beat, smash everyone. Benny Hogarth, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm really good. I had a winner this week, Fletcher's horse, Conrad.
Yes.
Got me home with that little juicy tip of his.
What a pay.
It was paying $3.
End up, I backed it on $1.90 and ended up. Anyway, at least I got my good looks. And a huge welcome today, the Daily and Sunday Telegraph's David Riccio. Dave, welcome.
Well, what an introduction. Thanks, buddy. Joey, good to be here. Webby warned me. Oh, no, he didn't warn me. He said, Dave, this is the best 3 hours of my week. This is what he said. I said, you either lead a very dull life.
Yes.
Yeah. Should have seen when I took him to the Clove Valley the other day. Although that was not 3 hours, that was 30.
Mate, it's good to have a fellow Italian.
I feel like I might walk out like a scene from The Hangover or something
like that. Yeah, something. You're going to hear things.
I'd Bagsbury and Alan.
Mate, you wait till the ad breaks when Joey winds up. It's like Andrew Bolt on steroids. By the way, have you been watching the Comm Games?
No time, mate. No. Rugby league, 24/7.
I know it's
sorry.
It is like that. Like the big winter sports, and it's all over the world. They just, unfortunately, it crushes even the Olympics. You know what I mean? The profile of the Olympics and the Commonwealth Games. They used to say all the time, "Oh, mate, you know, rugby league players and these sportsmen like NFL, mate, they're almost Olympic athletes." Well, particularly with the NFL, they're better than Olympic athletes. That's my opinion, anyway. Joey, how's your week been?
Good.
It's been good.
Up to Newcastle on Wednesday.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Packed the poncho, drove into the shitstorm. Surprisingly smelling week. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that in the next break. We'll trail through that. That'll go for the first 2 hours of the show. I've got to say this, right? The other day, Dave, I'm walking down to my local. When I say down, it's down a hill. It's a reverse of Jack and Jill, where they go up the hill, then go down the hill, looking a lot worse for wear. I do the reverse. I go down the hill okay, have about 1,000 schooners and go back up looking a little bit shabby and get lost. Anyway, there's all these school kids there, and they're going, oh, yeah, and they start, you know, oh, mate, can we get a photo? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, geez, well, what about this, you know? And one of them said, who's that? And they said, it's the bloke off the McDonald's commercial.
I now get heckled. I either get him, hey, Maddie, or I get, hey, Fittler.
What? Well, mate, I went through drive-thru McDonald's with Trish. I get her a fillet of fish, of course, you know.
You didn't double dip, did you?
Well, I went through there and all of a sudden all the McDonald's starts gathering around. They're going, oh, I didn't know I had a brother. And I was like, yeah, good guys. Just give us a fillet of fish.
Are you like the cops where they give you, free cheeseburger or?
No, Dave.
There was nothing in it. No.
When we were
sitting
there,
you asked for something.
I forgot. Because we got there, I mean, let me just paint the picture on this.
Right,
they told us, get there at 1 o'clock. I said, what time will the shoot finish? They said, about 9 that night. I'm thinking, 8 hours. Jesus Christ. I use the Lord's name in vain. Yeah, but anyway, I said, Jesus Christ. It really is going to take that long. They said, oh, look, well, let's have a look. And they said, look, you don't have to turn it to 4 o'clock. And I'm thinking, 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock is okay. 8:30, Joey says, how much longer we got to go?
No, we got there 4 o'clock sharp, they said, which for me, I'm never late. So 8:30 was the first time we did anything. 4.5 hours, they're fluffing around, people walking around. I don't think the light's right. Mm. I was like, the light's right, let's just go.
So 1:30 in the morning,
1:30 in the morning.
They packed everything away.
No. Yeah.
And
100%.
The lady, the director, he was a South African fella who was hilarious, by the way. You know, when someone's just yelling at you, giving instructions, Andrew, more animation. anyway, he goes, oh, I forgot one shot. So they packed everything away. It's going to take 40 minutes to get everything out. And I said, listen, brother, listen, I'll stay and do the last shot. But just have a look at your shoulder, over the shoulder there. I said, there's a bloke there who's just made his unravelling. And he goes, Jesus, he is unravelling. I said, let him go home. Just trust me on this.
It was similar to post-game Origin 3.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, now I've got a picture.
Yes. Boys, 34-16, Roosters over the Broncos. 2 weeks ago, you could have got 26-1 about the Roosters. Mm. Fair to say they've shortened up this morning, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. And, guys, I got a sense of maybe where the Roosters were tracking and heading a few weeks ago with their performance against the Panthers. I thought it was a high-quality performance by the Roosters.
Yep.
They lost the game, but there were signs there that to go toe-to-toe with the Panthers that night, I thought if they can just replicate that over the next few weeks, they could seriously, one, get their confidence going and get some momentum going. And I thought that was their best performance of the season against Penrith.
I did too. I thought they should. Barring one or two ordinary decisions from the referee, I think they would have beaten them.
Yeah. And, you know, then they go into Origin camp for Origin 3. I was talking to Teddy in Blues camp about that Panthers performance, and there was no doubt. He said, absolutely, in that dressing room post-match, it was almost like a line in the sand moment where they said, guys, we can believe now. Let's get on the horse and get going. They've done that. They've gone win-win. Last night, just clinical, really, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They look really good when they play sort of vertical football, when they play really straight. Because like last night, their forwards are hitting the line hard, and then you've got Tedesco and Manu just skipping through the middle. At times, they eventually found their game when they started with their shapes a little bit more lateral. But when they move the ball towards the sideline, They put pressure on themselves. When they play really straight, they're so dangerous through the middle. And there's a lot of eyebrows raised about the signing of Matt Lodge. He's playing the best football of his career.
Mm.
I don't know if he's lost a bit of timber, but he's moving a lot better. He's a lot more mobile. Yeah, he was. And I thought Jared was good last night as well.
He was good.
What about Keary, guys? Because there was so much debate. Remember Joey Manu just blitzed them firstly at fullback for the Kiwis, then jumps into six for the Roosters while Keary's being rested. Keary's come back in, and he hasn't missed a beat.
He's been good.
It's the best Victor, Keary, Sam Walker, and Teddy have combined.
Mm.
Those four, as the game went on, were comboing up. And when they all handle the ball together, that's when they look dangerous.
And Manu, he hasn't lessened. And this was going to be the test of Keary coming back into the side, but not reducing the impact of Manu. And Manu and Teddy through the middle, that combination working together, man. That's one of the biggest threats in the game.
When's Lindsay Collins back, do we know?
He copped another knock last night, didn't he?
No, he didn't play.
No.
He copped a horrendous knockout last week.
He had two in a row after Origin.
Origin, he got splattered. And then the other one last week?
Last week it was cold. Sorry. Yep. Mm.
So, Kalen, 4-6, is that right?
No, it's Susan, time. Mate.
Susan?
Yeah.
So, Lindsay Collins, you'd imagine it would be around the same, 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, imagine just come finals time, we'd be there maybe a week or two before at best. Sammy Verrills had not last night, but they said it was just an impact. He's busted his lip. I tell you what, geez, he's playing good football,
isn't he?
Verrills at the moment. And, you know, he's had a lot of injuries. He did the ACL, and it takes 9 months to get back from an ACL, but it takes another year on top of that, I reckon, most of the time.
There's talk he's going to the Titans.
There is talk there, yeah.
Well, he's been... clearly Brandon Smith's coming to the club, right?
Yep.
So there's been talk around Sammy Verrills' future for some time now. If you're him, you know Brandon's coming. You probably are looking at your options.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
knowing,
of course, Connor Watson's there, and what you're going to be doing, you're going to be fighting for a bench spot with Connor. So you know he's just too good a player to be playing New South Wales Cup.
Yeah, they're getting so much value out of Watson and Butcher off the bench, aren't they?
Exceptional. Connor's been really good.
Yep.
Another fish that John West rejected. John West is in the
Knights. How good was Victor?
Oh.
Isn't he just the best?
I still can't just a throwback believe he's not going to be in a blue jumper next year.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
doesn't it break your heart?
Oh. Two, and, two to and froms. Joseph Suwali. Fellas, when he first came across, we heard all the raps at Souths. He went into the Roosters side. It took him a little bit of time. Early this year, at the time when you've seen, when I saw, firstly, the player that he was going to be was at Magic Round, where he was just hitting the line that hard. And last night, he was, Joey, what did you think of that performance? It was...
Oh, out of this world. Mm. There's a stage that he charged. Every time he runs, he gets his nose through the line, plays the ball quick, which you want off your wingers. The stage there, he got to the ground. There was two players on him. And he just threw them off. Mm. He must be incredibly strong.
Mm.
And he's only going to get better. He's just going to get bigger and stronger and more confident. He is. He's going to be a once-in-a-generation. He will be a once-in-a-generation player.
There's blokes you stand next to. We've said before, Latrell Mitchell, you watch him on the box, you know he's a big guy until you stand next to him and you go, mate, like, well, as I said before, I introduced him to Mal Meninga one day in Fox Sports when he was a young guy. Mal walked away and went, mate, how big is he? Mm. It was Mal saying that. How big... Joe, have you stood near Suwali?
Yeah, 6'5".
Yeah, big boy.
He's big.
You start to understand why the Roosters went to that length and breadth about 18 months ago, about getting that dispensation from the NRL to debut this kid at the age of 17. Mm. At that time, we were going, okay, this is just the Roosters to be in the Roosters, right? Yeah. Trying to get the most out of the NRL, but you can see why.
You see these young players who come out of the private, GPS? He went to King's School.
Yep.
Who come out of that schooling when they've been there from year 7 to 12, how organised, how respectful, how they've just got it all together.
Professional.
And you have a look at the players who have come out of that GPS the last...
He was teammates with Will Penasini.
Will Penasini. Yeah. Then you got Angus Crichton, Cam Murray played... Yep. You wonder what the rugby union are doing to let those players go. 100%. You imagine them all in the Wallabies?
I can't really.
Yeah.
Mate.
Because it's taught the Wallabies are going to chase Will.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They're... Oh, no, sorry.
Suwali.
Suwali,
yeah.
Good luck.
I don't think so, hey, because while they came out of a GPS school, Joey, Suwali didn't really play rugby union. He played rugby league.
He's a Penrith boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he played rugby league, so he's not a rugby union... developed player. Mm. Will Penasini is.
Yeah.
His family love rugby union.
Boys, alternately, really? Last night, Broncos. Broncos.
I've got no idea why.
Broncos, two losses on the trot. You can see last night they missed Pat Carrigan. They missed his, not just go forward, he was becoming their Isaiah Yeo with his ball playing through the middle. Left a lot of that creativity up to Adam Reynolds, but Dave, the Broncos, it's a worrying slip the last 2 weeks.
Am I missing the mark here? I feel like we're starting to see a bit of origin fatigue. Mm. This is still a young Broncos side, right? There's a lot of young players in this team. And they did have a big origin influence as well. And I just wonder, coming out of origin, whether we're starting to see some signs of fatigue there. They've got a big 3 weeks coming. They play the Knights next week. Okay, so W.
Don't worry, we'll cop that. The week we've had a lot worse.
Yeah, so then they go Storm Parramatta. So we're going to learn a lot about the Broncos.
And finish with the Dragons.
Mm. Mm.
Two of those games you spoke about are at home. Storm's away, I think. And Parramatta's at home for them.
Can't see them being a top four side. They were shaping for a foot.
No, they can't win. They can't win it this year. I think there's a premiership there in the next couple of years.
Well, hasn't that changed? 2 weeks ago, Gordy was saying they can win it? Or?
Yeah, I don't think they can win it.
He was drunk at the time, Dave. But anyway,
well, fair enough.
Boys, Josh Reynolds, there was reports last night, people saying that he had signed a one-year deal with the Dogs. That's been kiboshed.
Phil Gould's made an attempt to clarify that. Position, look, interesting guys. This one came across my desk about 8 weeks ago, right? But the Dogs were struggling at the time.
Mm.
And grub Joshy Reynolds was over in the UK, had been let go. And it was suggested to me that Josh would like to come back and play with the Bulldogs. However, I was always of the understanding that it was to finish the season this season. You know, when you could pick up a mid-season transfer.
Yeah, because Hull let him go.
That's right. Mm. And the Dogs were struggling. And I thought, you know, that could be a little bit of injection of attitude and emotion and excitement that the Dogs need. But I don't know about next year now. Like,
but it's not like Gus to play games for the media. That's
not at all. No, not at all.
I can't see it happening. If you get let go by Hull, doesn't that tell you how you're playing? Yeah. Great fella, and he's been a wholehearted player.
An ornament. Did you describe him as an ornament to the game?
I think there's more talk that he's going to do some juniors. In the junior system there or something?
Something in the coaching capacity. Because I know they've got
Willie Mason there. He's the, I don't know what Willie is.
He's the dentist, I think, these days. He's got Ray Hadley's teeth.
He's very sensitive about that.
Is he really?
He's very sensitive. He did that charity fight last year or something. I think he fought Sam Thaiday. And Willie's a bit bravado. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, you know, I was going to take it easy on him, but he bagged my teeth. That's it. I'm going to punt him and knock him out.
Hey, Joey, just before we go to the break, boys, what I'm seeing a return, almost like a pandemic into the game, of people doing That's Gold again. Where's that jump from?
Get Chief on the line.
I'm standing there. And Kurt Capewell did it last night. One of the players
from nowhere, for no reason.
Would it be silly to say, leading into the semis, Channel 9, unfortunately, are doing Saturday night games leading in. So there goes my jolly for the week. Thursday night game, straight into the footy show. Yep. Bring back Fat, bring back Reg, bring back Daryl, bring back Bo.
Listen, mate.
Matt McCoat.
I don't think so. Certainly with Reg Reagan. Reg Reagan is entrenched at Fox Sports, mate. He won't be going back there. I mean, he doesn't want the viewers looking at him through fog. Anyway.
Live and free.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'd want to be. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Dave's, we're all going to discuss the Newcastle Knights situation.